I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nepal's political parties held crisis talks Tuesday on forming a new coalition government. Maoist Prime Minister Prachanda resigned in a dispute over enlisting rebel soldiers in the military, outlined in the peace accord, which ended over a decade of violence. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan is praying for peace because believers have a lot at stake.
We have two significant Bible colleges, and also we have a radio broadcast heard over 36 FM radio stations, which actually belong to the government. 300 churches been planted over the years. So many people are coming to Christ like never before.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship inaugurated a new era in missionary aviation when it dedicated its first Kodiak aircraft at its U.S. headquarters. MAF's President John Boyd says the plane is the first step toward a larger plan for supporting missionary teams around the world.
We want to replace 20 of our smaller airplanes. We've received the first one, and we have another three that are already fully funded by God's people. It actually leaves 16 airplanes that we need to fully fund over the next 5 years. And each of these is going to cost us between $1.4 and $1.6 million.
And Buckner International recently announced a strategic alliance with a brand new organization called the Center for Informed Faith. The center's mission of equipping and discipling Christians for ministry will complement Buckner's ministry to children and families. The two organizations plan to cooperate on mission trips, curriculum for churches, and training for short-term mission volunteers. Pray for this alliance as it spreads the gospel through the church's ministry to orphans. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called The Choice, America's Road to Ruin or Renewal, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.